This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.
Joining me, Dr. Andy Michael, and we're talking State Extension Specialist with Field Crops Entomology. And I remember aphids when I was in Texas walking cotton fields. As you could tell, were there when your hands and pants were all sticky from cotton. How is that in soybeans, and where do we stand today?
Well, Dale, in heavily infested fields, you'll see the same thing. These aphids, it's a different type of aphid species, although somewhat related to the ones that were in cotton. And this aphid could reproduce quite quickly. In the lab, we can get maybe four nymphs in a day. Reproductive output in doubling time is usually a week in the field. So they reproduce quite quickly, can lead to damaging populations quite heavily, and can cause that sort of sooty mold when you're walking through the fields.
So we talk about aphids. Obviously, there's an economic threshold that they become critical. First of all, what do they do to a plant that we would be concerned with them at all?
Well, what they do is they have piercing, sucking mouthparts, almost like a mosquito, and they go in on the plant and they suck all the phloem, that nutrient, the sugars and everything that the plant needs for good growth. That's what the soybean aphid is taking from, and that's where a lot of the yield impact comes. Now is the critical time. Usually in Ohio, we start to see aphid populations start to develop, you know, maybe as early as, you know, mid-July, late July, but August and September are the big aphid months. And that's when most of their soybean are in the reproductive stages. So they're hitting us right when soybean needs that nutrient the most.
So their ability to take energy away from the plant is what we're trying to be concerned with. How do we try to figure out when there's enough of them to do something? And then what do we do?
Soybean fields and look for at least 250 aphids or more. That is what that's the threshold that we use. If you sample 10, 20 plants and you have an average of 250 aphids or above, then that might be an indication that you might need to put an application down there, an insecticide application to protect against yield loss.
And we are talking, are these black aphids, green aphids? What exactly are we looking for?
You'll see green aphids. You know, we like to say, and maybe the Pepsi company will like this, when you see that Mountain Dew-colored aphid, that's a really good aphid. It's really healy, and it's going to be at a high reproductive rate. So you're going to see a lot of these green aphids. If you happen to see black aphids or even brown aphids, sometimes that's a good case. What that is, there are natural tiny wasps that will lay eggs in that aphid and then will kill that aphid. So those are beneficial parasitoid wasps if you see black aphids or brown aphids. And they do a decent job of keeping populations low along with other beneficials like lady beetles and other natural enemies. So when that 250 population, that threshold, we also tell growers to monitor that population over a couple of days, because sometimes it takes natural enemies some time to come into that field and give you the control that you need. So it's 250 aphids, but a rising population is coming one day, do a count. If you have 250, do a count 3 days later to make sure that you're still at that level.
When you said lady beetle, are we talking that Asian lady beetle that in the fall seems to attack our houses?
Yes, that is one disadvantage of the Asian lady beetle, that it comes into our houses. But one great advantage is that it is a great predator of soybean aphids. It loves soybean aphids. And there's also a complex of native lady beetles that go into our soybean fields and feed on soybean aphids as well. But the Asian lady beetle, yes, it's awful in our homes, but it's great when we see it in our soybean fields.
And thank you, Dr. Andy Michael. This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.